This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain will face an exponentially growing death rate from COVID-19 within weeks unless urgent action is taken to halt a rapidly spreading second wave of the outbreak. That, according to the country's senior medics, Monday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. The move comes as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The Sun newspaper reports the Prime Minister will announce Tuesday that pubs in England will have to close at 10 p.m. local time to tackle rising COVID-19 infections. Bars and restaurants could be shut completely in hard-hit areas. New COVID-19 cases are rising by at least 6,000 per day in Britain, according to week-old data. Hospital admissions are doubling every 8 days, and the testing system is buckling. Also today, the UK's COVID-19 alert level will move from 3 to 4. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus, and the country has more than 6.8 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads both categories. The race to produce a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine has sustained another setback. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported Sunday late-stage human trials of an experimental vaccine in the U.S. have been paused due to concerns over a possible adverse side effect. Some countries are reporting progress in the fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. India reopened the Taj Mahal to visitors Monday, while schools resumed on a voluntary basis for students ages 14 to 17. In Australia, Victoria State reported its smallest one-day jump since mid-June, and Monday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern lifted restrictions for all of the country except Auckland. This is VOA News. Monday, voting results in Italy show right-wing opposition leader Matteo Salvini failed to make the breakthroughs he had hoped for in regional elections. This is a boost to the fragile coalition government. As counting proceeded, the center-left Democratic Party looked sure to hold on to three regions that already rules, while the right made just one gain and stayed in charge of two other regions. Monday, the Trump administration announced new sanctions against Iran's defense ministry and others involved in Tehran's nuclear and weapons programs to support U.S. assertion that all U.N. sanctions against Tehran are now restored, a move key allies such as the Europeans dispute. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, flanked by other top members of President Trump's national security team, also told reporters Washington had imposed new sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who had forged closer ties between Caracas and Tehran. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has demanded Russia return the clothes he was wearing on the day he fell ill in Siberia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a blog post, Navalny says the nerve agent was found in and on his body, adding the clothes taken off him when he was hospitalized after collapsing on a Russian flight are very important material evidence. He demands they be carefully packed in a plastic bag and returned to him. In a statement, Navalny has blasted Russian authorities for not launching a criminal probe into what happened to him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia sees minimal chances of extending the New START treaty with the United States, the last major nuclear arms pact between the two countries, because it does not accept conditions set out by Washington, Russia's deputy foreign minister was quoted as saying Monday. His comments came after the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Arms Control told a Russian newspaper Moscow must accept a joint agreement with the United States on extending the treaty before the U.S. presidential election in November. ByteDance and Oracle Corp. issued conflicting statements Monday over the terms of a deal they agreed with the White House over the weekend, casting doubt over President Donald Trump's preliminary blessing of the agreement. China's ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on its short video app TikTok after the U.S. Commerce Department said Friday it would block new downloads and update Sunday. U.S. officials expressed concerns the personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app was being passed on to China's Communist Party government. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.